Unit 1. Disneyland. Lesson 1. 1. Dialogue. Carl has left San Francisco and is now working at Disneyland. He is answering visitors' questions.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the Sleeping Beauty Castle?
Yes. Go straight ahead till you see the entrance. It's about 400 yards down this street.
Excuse me, how can I get to Bear Country?
Do you see the big gate over there?
Yes.
Go through the gate, and you'll find the entrance to Bear Country on the other side.
Thanks very much.
Excuse me, are the horse-drawn streetcars free?
Yes, they're free, but there's usually a long line. You can join the line behind the clock tower.
Where is the Tomorrowland building?
The Tomorrowland building? It's behind the Sleeping Beauty Castle. Just take this street round to the right of the castle. It's about 400 yards from here.
Excuse me, please. Where's the nearest men's room?
This street till you get to the clock tower. Then you'll see the sign for the restrooms.
Lesson 2. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the passage and answer this question. How did Disney get the idea for his first cartoon character? Walt Disney.
Walt Disney, the great filmmaker, was born in Chicago in 1901. Disney's greatest wish was to be a famous artist. When he was a young man, he went to a newspaper office in Kansas City where he was living. He had some friends who worked in the office there. He took along some of his pictures in the hope of getting a job there. However, he had no luck. They looked at his pictures and said, "Sorry, young man, we don't think there is anything of interest in your pictures." Disney's friends tried to encourage him. "Don't worry, Walt. We like your pictures. They're very good. We're sure you'll be well known as an artist before long." Disney did not lose heart. He continued to draw lots of pictures. His family was poor, and he used to sit in the family garage and draw pictures there. One day, a mouse came into the garage and played on the floor. Disney stopped drawing and watched the mouse. The mouse came towards him, so he gave the mouse a piece of bread. Then the mouse came and sat on his desk. Day after day, the mouse came back and was given more bread. In this way, over several days, the artist and his mouse became friends. Some years later, Disney moved to the west coast of the USA. He tried to get work as an artist, but still he was unsuccessful. One day, he remembered the mouse that used to come out in his father's garage. He picked up his pencil and started to draw. Day after day, he experimented and drew different pictures of the mouse that he had known. At last, he was pleased with one of his pictures of the mouse. It was Mickey Mouse. Disney's success as a cartoon maker had begun. He soon drew other cartoon characters like Donald Duck, and during the 1920s and 1930s, he made scores of cartoons about them. These cartoons were all short ones. Before the days of television, they used to be shown in cinemas all over the country before the main film was shown. Later, Walt Disney made longer films. All of them were liked very much by children. Disney died in 1966. But the studios which he started are still busy today, producing more and more interesting films.
Lesson 3. 1. Reading Comprehension.
Disneyland. The company that Walt Disney started does not just make films. In 1955, Walt Disney himself opened the first Disney park. This was Disneyland in Los Angeles, on the west coast of the USA. Later, Disney World was opened on the east coast, in Florida, in 1971. It cost between $500 million and $600 million to build. Tokyo Disneyland opened in Japan in 1983. And Euro Disney opened in France in 1992. All the Disney parks are operated by the same company. The workers have very strict orders. They must wear clean shoes and clean trousers. The men are not allowed to have beards. If the workers have long hair, it must be tied back. They always smile and are always friendly and polite to visitors. The parks are the cleanest parks that you can imagine. In Disneyland, you can find all the characters from Walt Disney's films. The Sleeping Beauty Castle is a favorite place for visitors. You get a wonderful view from the top of the tower. You can see as far as the coast. Many of the streets in Disneyland are built to look like streets in the USA in the 1890s. People walk around wearing 19th century clothes. Tomorrowland is very interesting. You can go inside a spaceship and drive one too. In the Future House, everything is worked by the computer. If you press one button, a machine cuts the grass in the garden. If you press another, your meal is prepared and heated for you. Then it is brought on along a very small railway line to your seat in front of your television, so that you don't even have to stand up when you get what you need.